Unit 3, pages 50 to 51. Exercise C.
What's your game? Is it game over for outdoor games? Years ago, before the invention of computers, video games, and television, kids had to find other ways to spend their free time. For most kids, the obvious choice was outdoor games. They went outside, played for hours with neighborhood kids, and returned home when it was time for supper. They played basketball, football, hide-and-seek, and other games in which they were physically active. While they were playing ball games, they developed teamwork, coordination, and social skills. Other games involved creativity and imagination. In recent years, however, kids have begun to stay more at home, preferring computer games to anything the outdoors can offer. Since computer games have become more common, it is no wonder this is what kids choose. They can stay indoors, have fun, talk to friends, and never have to leave their chair. However, this does not mean that outdoor games have been entirely replaced. Many kids still play outdoors, enjoying nature and the fresh air instead of learning about the world on a screen. Both indoor and outdoor games involve making on-the-spot decisions. They also require other skills, such as problem-solving and coordination. However, each has its disadvantages. Outdoor games depend on weather conditions and might cause physical injuries, whereas indoor games may lead to eye problems and other health issues. Unlike computer games, in which kids might play with total strangers, outdoor games can help players build stronger bonds with their friends and get to know other kids in their neighborhood. When it comes to deciding which is better, there is no one clear-cut answer. Some researchers believe that outdoor games are necessary for a child's mental and physical development. Others claim that gamers benefit no less from computer games. And then, there are those who believe in combining both kinds of games, saying that moderation and balance are the key to a healthy body and mind.